Once upon a time, there was a young basketball player who had dreams of becoming one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
My name is Kobe Bryant. 17 years old, with the hunger, the motivation, and the desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be.
He worked day and night, every day, for years and years and years and years and years. As time went on, 20 years had passed, and he felt that he had accomplished all that he set out to accomplish. But what he come to realize is that the goal that he set out initially of becoming the greatest of all time was a very fickle one. And what he realized that the most important thing in life is how your career moves and touches those around you and how it carries forward to the next generation. But he realized that's what makes true greatness.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 11. It's your girl, Margaret. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you missed some shit. Either way, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Well, first things first, I want to say welcome back. This to the second part of season 2. Today's episode is a little different, as you can see from the title and also from the different introduction today. Today's episode is going to be focusing on remembering Kobe Bryant. As you guys know, January 26th, this year, we lost a legend, and also that legend lost his daughter. And, you know, I wanted to make this episode, you know, to be real, to obviously remember Kobe in the ways that at least I feel that he's inspired me, but then also to kind of have a conversation with everybody that listens, like, well, what do we do with this? You know, I mean, this is a person who was inspiring to a lot of people. He was a prominent figure in the NBA. He did so much for the community. And then it's like, what do we do with this now that he's gone? And so I just wanted to kind of have that kind of discussion. There's no real organization in today's episode, but, you know, just follow along as you can, okay? For me, okay, I'm going to be very upfront and real. I am not a NBA connoisseur. I am a Kobe Bryant fan. I didn't just wake up one day and became a Kobe Bryant fan. I've always rooted for Kobe Bryant. Anytime I ever watch a basketball game, guess who I rooted for? Kobe Bryant. Now, I will be honest here now. Anytime the Lakers were in a final or playing, I watch basketball. I would not watch nobody else. No thanks, okay? And fun story time, literally years ago, I remember because I went to this charter school called Kip Academy. And, you know, after graduating, they have like this alumni program. And they said, hey, let's go to a basketball game. I was like, okay, we're going to see the Knicks. I was like, what? Literally, I went there and I was just like, it's not the Lakers. I mean, I know it's such a bad comparison, but look, okay, with that said, again, that is the only reason why I ever watch basketball. Highlight for me in basketball will always be 2010 Finals, Celtics versus the Lakers. Some people will say, and I've had conversations with these peoples, that the Lakers cheated, and I fucking disagree. That was a good fucking game. Okay. And I'm going to leave it there. But that was the most intense game. Even when we think about game one, game two, Kobe was kind of shaky. But he did pull it through in the end for us and we got our W. And no, the refs did not cheat. Okay. Moving on. Another highlight for me would be is that when he had entered his retirement year back in 2016, I think he scored like over 50 to 60 points. I mean, which was like record breaking for his career. I mean, so like, come on, think about it. Like, who can come through and retire and still fucking break their record? Kobe. Okay. I'm just saying. Okay, those are facts. Now, for those of you that don't know or do know, there's a lot of dope shit about Kobe. I think a lot of us know. You know, definitely he was a 5-time NBA champion. Yes, sir. MVP in 2009 and 2010 as well. And also, he won an Academy Award back in 2018, which I think is super dope. Also, he is a two-time Olympic gold medalist. Okay. And I mean, there's like a ton of other stuff with the All-Star winning the slam dunk contest. I think that was like in 96, 7-ish. You know, I could be wrong. If y'all could correct me, go ahead and drop that in a voice note. either way, definitely, you know, there are those aspects of him in his career that are just super, super dope. And then there's other things that he's done for the community that I don't even know if a lot of people know. The one thing that really stands out to me that I remembered, I was like, oh my God, this is so dope, was that he definitely helped fund the National Museum of African American History and Culture. And I mean, he actually became like really a big, big, big milestone in the donation, which was pretty much what contributed to them actually having their opening day. I think he like donated like almost like $1 million. And to me, I'm like, the fact that somebody can, you know, make something more about culture and not it only be about the game and not the ball, I mean, that's just dope. I mean, to know that there is a place, a location for us to have that and to see that history and know that somebody in our community can do that and has that power to do that and to make it happen, I mean, it just speaks volumes to me. Oh, and then the other thing that actually clicks with me too, I don't know if you guys remember, but back when Hurricane Katrina happened, I don't know if you guys remember, but they had like a whole charity game, the NBA, and literally like, it was just so dope because it was like Kobe like took the time out literally to like talk to all the evacuees at the shelter, like was, you know, letting their families know like it's gonna be okay. He was connecting with the people. Like, it just shows that, you know, a person can reach a level of success and still be humble and still treat people like they're people. And sometimes when fame, money, all those things get to people, they kind of forget that. And to know that this person still carried on his sense of humanity, his love for humanity, love for his people and his culture, I mean, it's just, it's something you have to aspire to be, for real. So when I read the news about his passing, you know, I was shocked. I was just like, oh, this is not real. This is a joke, like, not Kobe. And then when the news started to come out about one of his daughters was on the plane, I think one point I read it was the older one, then I read it was the middle one, and then finally everything started to come out, you know, the full entire story. At that point, it really, really broke my heart. And, you know, because I'm a parent, and I mean, I've already experienced a devastating loss in my own life of losing my mother. So I just cannot even imagine what that would feel like to lose a parent and then also to lose a sibling. And then when you even look at it from a greater perspective of as a wife, like losing your husband and your child. And I mean, I think that's just a pain that no one never wants to imagine and no one ever wants to feel, and no one could even understand that. I think the biggest thing here is that the, at least from what I feel when it comes to this kind of situation, is that remembering him and highlighting him is amazing, but I think also being respectful to the family is more amazing. I personally feel like the part, and I get it when it's a celebrity, and maybe this is just a me thing, but I feel like the news came out too soon. I feel like things rolled out too fast. I feel like it was just way too much happening too soon and not enough time to even give the family to process it. And I mean, even though, you know, again, people can turn off their phones, they can unplug things, but it's just like, I feel like certain things are just sacred and certain things should just happen in a better way. And I feel like things just rolled out way too fast. And I mean, it's just like, as I don't even think the family was notified, honestly, as soon as, you know, they should have been. I think, you know, the media notified everybody before the family. And I just feel like, you know, as dope as it is to remember him and for everybody to do all these memorials for him, I just feel like it still was just done so distastefully. And I think it's one thing for this man to have lost his life, but then when a child is involved, it's just like, when will the media just chill the fuck out? Okay. Again, this could just be me being critical, but I just feel like certain things are just sacred. And I personally felt like, whoa, the way it rolled out and how we got up to the minute detail information was just, I felt like that was just too much. That was too much too soon. That's just me. Biggest thing I did want to talk about, couple different things, because, you know, I'm big on social media. I always bring this up in my podcast. You know, I see a lot of things. Like, first big thing that I have seen is that, oh, you guys are out here so sad and upset over a celebrity dying, and then you don't show love to your own people when they lose people. Kind of be clear on that. I want to address that because I feel like at the end of the day, like, we can show love if we want to show love. How we choose to show love and who we choose to show love is our own thing to do. Now, I'm going to be very clear. Now, if I'm talking about my inner tribe, my inner circle, the people that are near and dear to me, and if they're not showing me love and support in a time of need, then yeah, fuck you. But how society, how a community, how your friend, how your neighbors choose to remember or choose to feel about someone of that kind of status in society, a celebrity, that is their business. I think what people forget is that, one, we are humans. We have feelings. But two, I think the big thing as to why a lot of people are affected is because here you have a person who has dedicated their entire life, right? They are in the limelight and they are an idol to many, many people. I mean, we're talking about generations here, okay? We're talking about the good days, okay? Before y'all motherfuckers just came up in this Gen Z, whatever y'all want to call yourselves these days, that generation right there. Before that, okay, this was the good days, okay? And so to have a person who worked really hard to be a father, to be a prominent figure in community, to give back to his community, to give back to his people, for his story to end the way it ended, how can you not feel a way about that? How can you tell people not to be upset or hurt by that? Even if we take away his celebrity status, it's still a fucked up situation to have been dealt for anybody, in my opinion. It's a sad situation. You know, not only did this family lose a father, a husband, a brother, a son, literally, they lost their child, who was a daughter, a sister, a niece to somebody. And when you take away the status and when we add in humanity, how do you ignore that? How do you ignore the fact that this family has to manage the loss of this person, okay? This person that was probably their rock, their support system, and then on top of that, losing another rock to their system, their family system. How do you ignore that? So I think it's unfair and I think it's bullshit as fuck for people to come on and say, oh, you guys shouldn't be mad or sad about a celebrity. It's like, if you don't have a heart, I'm gonna need you to go buy some rose quartz and get a heart. Deadass. Just saying. It just irks me. It's like, we need to stop, okay? The other thing is that I wanted to mention and talk about is that a lot of people are like, well, what do we do now? I mean, yeah, we're gonna remember him, but like, what does this mean? Like, what does losing somebody of this caliber mean to our generation, it's not over, you know, for starters. But what does that mean, right? For me, what I think it means is that I feel like this is just more of a eye opener. This kind of lets us know that, you know, even the greats, they fall. And, you know, when it's our time to go, it's our time to go. And so we have to make value out of the time we have. And it's the unfortunate part. You know, some people walk around here with the mentality of, I'll do it tomorrow. And tomorrow's not promised. And other people walk around with the mentality like, you know, that they're invincible. And again, tomorrow is not promised. And I think this should be a lesson to you to know that you can be on your way to do your greatness, just like he was. And if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. So what you have to then ask yourself is that when I leave this earth, when I leave this planet, okay, and I take part into the higher power, what am I leaving behind that is of value? And if you don't have an answer to that, then you need to start searching within yourself to do that. Because I think what is so inspirational about the ending of his story is that he has left so much value. He's inspired people. And it started out with being a love for basketball to then being a love for the people. And I think that is just what makes things so dope. Like, we should be doing things out of the love of who we're inspiring, not only ourselves, but the other people. And also about who we're going to help along the way. Who do we get back to? You know, I feel like a lot of people don't understand the value that their name has. And sometimes people do things for clout. Sometimes people do it for money. And nobody does it out of love. And, you know, this person, you know, when he literally said, I'm not doing college, straight out of high school, 96, got drafted, was like, I love basketball. This is me. I live, I breathe it, I love it. And then once he realized his power in that, he says, wait, I'm powerful in other ways. And then what did he do? Give back to his community. And then the biggest powerful thing he could do was create a family and then also inspire them to do the things that they love. And unfortunately for one of them, their time was cut short. And I feel like if you're going to walk around here with a dream and with a purpose, make sure it has meaning and value. So, yeah, I feel like losing Kobe is definitely a wake-up call. And for me, on my end, speaking for me and my journey, I feel like it just inspires me to do more. It inspires me to continue to speak my truth, stand in my truth, to work towards being a better me, and not focus on highlights, you know? Instead, just focus on, you know, valuable memories, valuable prints, impressions, you know? Because when it's my time to go, like, I want to know that I really inspired people. I want to be remembered for those things. So there's this quote that Kobe said, which he was like, I think somebody had asked him, like, do you want to be like the next Michael Jordan? And he was like, I don't want to be the next Michael Jordan. I only want to be Kobe Bryant. And it's about making your own lane, owning your name, seeing the power in your name, seeing the inspiration in your name. And for me, I feel like that's a big takeaway. And I think that's a huge representation of what he was. And the reason why is because at the end of the day, often, you know, we are so drowned with the bullshit that social media shows us. You know, we have this thing, these ideologies that we believe that, oh, life is supposed to look like this and be like this and aspire to be this person this way. No, be yourself. Own it. There's a lot of power in being who you are. Making your own lane. It's funny because even the other day I was talking to a friend and I was like, I'm in my own lane. I'm not looking what's next to me, behind me. I'm only focused on like me, what's in my car, what's going on. And it's because I'm in my own lane. I'm focused and I'm worried about me. I want to be me. I don't aspire to be some person out in Arizona who's doing a podcast and dropping. I don't aspire to be that. I don't aspire to be my neighbor. I don't aspire to be your friend. I don't aspire to be none of that. I aspire to be me. So, yeah. So I feel like, you know, if you're still out here trying to figure out your goal setting, it's never too late. And I feel like us as people, we should definitely, you know, aspire to be great in our own way. And, you know, it's okay if you don't have that plan. It's okay if you're not there yet. Because even as Kobe Bryant has thought, it's like, it takes years. And I want to be very clear, there's no time limit because he wasn't even done. He was still working. He was still going at it. And so I feel like understand that there's no time or nothing. Even if it takes you that 15, 20, 30, is no time. It doesn't matter. As long as you are working towards it and you are doing things of value and with meaning, it doesn't matter how long it takes. So, I mean, I'm definitely heartbroken over this situation. But again, it is a life lesson. It's a tough lesson that a lot of us have to learn. I know it's tougher and harder for the family that is really connected to him. But again, it should serve as, you know, a wake-up call for a lot of us to know that, you know, it's time that we have some meaning in our lives and, you know, in the prints that we leave behind. So I really hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. You know, thank you guys so much for the patience with, you know, the mini break from season two. I'm happy to be back, and feel free to follow me on IG or Snapchat. And as always, leave me a voice note if you want to just leave any words of wisdom or feedback. Well, until next episode, I will catch you guys later.